Hello and welcome to our first special subscribers audio lesson. During this lesson and throughout our future programs, we will be exploring and deepening our knowledge of the Hebrew language and the uniqueness of its grammar. We will provide you with some additional, useful and necessary vocabulary as well as fun exercises. Both the extra vocabulary and mainly the special attention we are going to put into the grammar aspect of this audio lessons section are designed and dedicated for the purpose of enriching our Hebrew skills. Our anticipated goal, which we estimate, will be no less than having the ability to conduct a useful and simple Hebrew conversation in 3 to 4 months of practicing, and a much more complex one in less than a year of studies. The nature of studying and acquiring a new language is based upon the practice of the repetitive memorizing of new words while using the proper pronunciation, as well as implementing these words with the correct grammar rules into sentences and eventually being able to converse with these new tools. We believe that by the nature of this course, which is based on recorded audio and podcast lessons, this goal can easily and conveniently be achieved. We especially designed the lessons to be short and concise, and included in each are sections for you to practice. With a podcast or an audio lesson, you have the ability and convenience to listen to the recordings while engaging in other activities, such as jogging, working out, exercising, driving, cooking, eating, or merely relaxing. We encourage you to make these studies a daily routine. With this, your progress is a sure thing. In addition to the recorded lessons, as a subscriber to this website, you will find a section with comprehensive grammar charts, extra vocabulary, and a dedicated section for those of you who are interested in developing their Hebrew reading skills. These sections are fully interactive. You will always be able to hear our native Hebrew speakers demonstrating for you the correct way to pronounce the words, the sentences, or the grammar rules discussed. We recommend starting by listening to each podcast several times, using the PDF files to review the currently studied material, and then using the specific charts in the grammar section for deepening and strengthening your knowledge. We wish you all a pleasant, enriching, and successful experience. We would love to see you in Israel, joining us for a delightful conversation in fluent Hebrew. And now, without further ado, let's start our 1B podcast lesson. Let us start by listening to Liat and Eran reading the dialogue we are familiar with from lesson 1A.
Shalom.
Hello.
Shalom.
Hello.
Ma shmech?
What is your name?
Liat. Ma shimcha?
Liat. What is your name?
Eran.
Eran.
להתראות, ערן. יום נפלא.
See you, ערן. Have a wonderful day.
תודה. להתראות, ליאת. יום נפלא.
Thanks. See you, ליאת. Have a wonderful day. This lesson is strongly related to podcast 1A. We will be studying some extra vocabulary, which will help us to be more fluent and articulate when meeting someone, as well as understanding some basic grammar rules. Let us listen to the same format of dialogue while being attentive to some changes we have made here.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Ma shmech?
Liat. Ma shimcha?
Eran. Na'im me'od.
Na'im me'od gam li.
Lehitra'ot liat. Yom nehedar.
Toda. Lehitra'ot Eran. Yom Maksim.
Let us listen to this dialogue one more time.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Ma shmech?
Liat. Ma shimcha?
Eran. Na'im me'od.
Na'im me'od gam li.
Lehitra'ot liat. Yom nehedar.
Toda. להתראות, ערן. יום מקסים.
As you could probably notice, we had some new words added to this conversation. Iran, will you please read and translate the first one for us?
Na'im me'od. Na'im me'od. Very pleased to meet you.
Translating na'im me'od into very pleased to meet you goes under the category of expressions which do not translate just literally, as explained on podcast number 1A. Let's see the reason for that. In a word-for-word manner of translation, na'im is pleased, me'od is very. Together they make the translation to be very pleased. Just by that, we are not getting the exact translation of the expression. So for now, let us learn the combination of the words na'im me'od as an expression, which the correct translation to English will be very pleased to meet you. Na'im me'od. Very pleased to meet you.
Na'im me'od. Na'im me'od. Very pleased to meet you.
On podcast 1A, we had another example of translating an entire expression instead of a word-for-word translation. Yom nifla. Have a wonderful day. The combination yom nifla is comprised of the words yom, a day, and nifla, wonderful. It is merely a day wonderful or a wonderful day. But the correct expression in English includes the word have, even though it is not literally there in the Hebrew. So, yom nifla, have a wonderful day. That's it. Sometimes we translate an expression rather than the exact words. Two other expressions we had in this dialogue were
yom nehedar. Yom nehedar. Have a magnificent day.
Yom maksim. Yom maksim. Have a charming day.
Together with yom nifla, we now have three optional ways for wishing someone to have a nice day. Please feel free to use any of these expressions when saying goodbye to someone. Another thing we would like to teach you today is the correct way of placing adjectives in the sentence. This is an important rule in which the Hebrew language acts very differently than English. We will refer to this rule as the cheese cream rule. And no, I am not making a mistake here. That is exactly where the difference between Hebrew and English is. The correct way to say it in English is, of course, cream cheese. The noun follows the adjective. Let us listen to a few examples.
In English, we say a wonderful day, while in Hebrew, yom nifla, a day wonderful.
In English, we say a beautiful child, while in Hebrew, yeled yafeh, a child beautiful.
In English, we say an exciting lesson, while in Hebrew, she'ur meratek, a lesson exciting. Please just remember the mnemonic tool we provided you with, cheese cream, and this rule belongs to you. Let us review all the words and expressions we learned in lesson number 1A and 1B. Iran and Liat will repeat each word twice. Please listen carefully and attentively, as shortly after we will be asking you to be the Hebrew speaker.
Shalom. Shalom.
Hello.
Ma. Ma.
What is?
Ma. Shmech. Ma shmech.
What is your name when addressing a female?
Ma shimcha. Ma shimcha.
What is your name when addressing a male?
Na'im me'od. Na'im me'od.
Very pleased to meet you.
Toda. Toda.
Thanks.
Yom. Yom.
A day.
Yom nifla. Yom nifla.
Have a wonderful day.
Yom nehedar. Yom nehedar.
Have a magnificent day.
Yom maksim. Yom Maksim.
Have a charming day.
Le-hit-ra-ot. Le-hit-ra-ot.
See you.
And now, as promised, your chance to be the Hebrew speakers. Please follow my colleagues' instructions, as they will be asking you to translate different words and sentences from English to Hebrew.
Say hello.
Shalom. Shalom.
Say what is.
Ma. Ma.
Say your name when addressing a male.
Shimcha. Shimcha.
Say your name when addressing a female.
Shmech. Shmech.
Ask a man, what is your name?
Ma shimcha? Ma shimcha?
Ask a woman, what is your name?
Ma shmech? Ma shmech?
Say, have a magnificent day.
Yom nehedar. Yom nehedar.
Say thanks.
Toda. Toda.
Say see you.
Lehitraot. Lehitraot.
Say, very pleased to meet you.
Na'im me'od. Na'im me'od.
Say, have a wonderful day.
Yom nifla. Yom nifla.
Say, have a charming day.
Yom maksim. Yom maksim.
Now we will conclude today's lesson. Toda, Liat, and Eran.
Toda, Yonatan.
Please don't hesitate to listen again to lessons 1A and 1B, as you will shortly become very familiar with the way to introduce yourselves in Hebrew. We hope to meet you again soon on podcast number 2A. Lehitraot!
Lehitraot! Lehitraot.